You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
So I want people leaving church glad they came. Are you ready for our 2020 vision? Something I've known for a long time. I've even preached on it for years. To grow, and whatever it is that you're growing, you have to have the right environment to grow that in. And we've taught that, all of us have taught that for years here. The people that you hang with, you can't grow what you're trying to grow hanging with those kind of people. You can't grow what you're trying to grow going to those places of entertainment. You've got to have a certain environment. If you're trying to grow a good marriage, that environment won't produce a good marriage. If you're trying to have a good night's sleep, that movie won't produce a good night's sleep. We've talked about that for years. But I've never seen or put together what all of a sudden I begin to see the last couple of months. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us." Verse 26. "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us." And from that verse forward, the entire Bible is about mankind. Mankind was the desire of God's heart. Man was the desire of God's heart. He wanted to have created beings in his image that he could have interaction with. It's very interesting. From verse 26 all the way through the end of the Bible, we never read where God desired the land separated from the waters. We never read about God's desire for vegetation or God's desire for trees. We never read about God's desire for day to be separated from night. God never sleeps or slumbers. So he didn't need day and night. We never read anywhere in the Bible God so loved. He so loved the trees and the vegetation. And he writes in there, when fires come to destroy you, here's how you stand strong, all of you trees. All of you vegetation, when storms come, here's how you overcome. So we never read him encouraging the trees or teaching the flowers. We never read about God so loving corn and okra and rice. And when giants come to trample on you, okra, stand strong. Let your roots go down deep so that you can overcome big-footed people walking over the top of you. We never read, God so loved the dogs that he sent his only son to die for them. Church, God's love was for man. That was his whole concern. That was his only concern, God's love for man. Okay? Then we got to ask ourselves, when we open the Bible, why don't we read the first words, "Then God said, let's create mankind in our image"? Why aren't those the very first words of the Bible? I never asked myself that. Have you ever just, I ponder verse 3 through verse 25. I think about how many different fish there are in the waters, and the colors and the sizes and the shapes. Think about the different birds and then God created the fish that swarmed the waters and he created the birds. Well, time out. Think about how magnitude that is. When it's gotten the fish swarmed in the water. Well, time out. Think about the magnitude. Have you ever looked in those movies of ocean views and the colors and the shapes? And the magnitude of verse 3 and through verse 25 is overwhelming. I'm just overwhelmed by sunrise. I am overwhelmed by sunsets and the color. I'm overwhelmed by that. I'm overwhelmed by the animals. I'm overwhelmed by the mountains. And I drive down the road and I can't take all the creation in. I'm overwhelmed by what God created. If you think about it, God doesn't need nor want any of that. waters to swarm with fish. God never pulls up to McDonald's and orders a fillet of fish. I mean, think about that. The sky to be filled with birds. God never orders Kentucky Fried Chicken extra crispy. Never. Why does he need the sky filled with birds? My favorite bird is the ostrich. Have you ever worn a pair of ostrich boots? These are more comfortable than your socks. I'm telling you, the way they make my body, my back, my legs feel, they're more comfortable than your house shoes, I'm telling you. Oh, there's nothing like these ostrich boots. I love the ostrich. God don't wear ostrich boots. Why did he create the ostrich? It's a weird looking bird. He created them so I can love wearing these boots. God cares about me. He don't care about the birds. Think about that. Why does God need a cow? God doesn't need a T-bone or a filet. I mean, God doesn't need a pig. He don't need sausage or bacon. He doesn't need pepperonis on his pizza. God doesn't need a pig. God has no desire for anything in verse 3 through verse 25. He has no desire for any of that, nor does he have any need of any of that. God's desire was for mankind. And the thought that I got overwhelmed with, why doesn't Genesis start out with, you open it up in Genesis 1:1, then God said, let us make human beings in our image. Why isn't that the first script, the first verse, the first words of the Bible? Why does it not start with that? Have you ever asked yourself that? Have you ever asked yourself, why does the Bible not start with verse 26? When God has no need, no desire, nor does he mention anything about any of that all through the rest of the Bible. Are you ready for this? In Genesis chapter 1, God shows us exactly how life works. You have to create a place for what you desire before you can have what you desire. There's got to be a place created for what you desire to grow, to reproduce, to have life, and to prosper. Our theme for 2020 is creating a place. Creating a place. Our hearts are full of desire. We have desire for peace. We got a desire for happiness. We got a desire for money. Everybody wants more money. We got a desire for a great marriage. We got a desire for good friends. We got a desire for a good place to work. Yeah, you just hate going to work where there's a bunch of cussing and misery and miserable people, and I hate being there, the attitude's there. I want a good place to work. I want to go somewhere where I enjoy working. We all want health. Not anybody wakes up and hope I get sick today. We all want health. Boy, I'm excited about this year. I am excited about this year. I'm excited about what's going to happen in our church. More excitement than I've ever had about this church and what's going to happen as we see the desires of our heart that we've wanted and wished for years start to be manifest in our life. But for the desires of your heart to happen, the first thing that's got to happen is you got to create a place for that to happen. God desired mankind, but before he mentioned that, before that thought was even possible, before he even contemplated that, God had to create a place for what he desired to thrive. Everybody in here, I guess the world over, the number one thing is everybody desires peace. We desire peace. Well, let me ask you, in your home, with the way y'all talk around the dinner table, can peace even exist there? Can peace thrive there? Can peace prosper there? With the tone of voice that you talk to one another in your house, can peace even be there? I mean, is that even possible? Everybody desires money. Everybody wants a little more money, or at least what money can buy. Well, in your life, in your habits, in your thinking, in your spending, in your handling, is your life a place where money can thrive, prosper, and grow? This year, we're going to be talking about learning how to create a place for what we desire, because God taught us right from the very beginning there's an order and a sequence to things happening in your life. God desired mankind. God desired to have a relationship with man, but to do that, he had to create a place for mankind to grow, prosper, and reproduce. Now, I can't believe that I've read the Bible my whole life, and I've never seen this put together before. And we see this not only in chapter 1 of Genesis, but all through the Bible. As I begin to ponder this, yep, I mean, just example after example. Remember in the Bible, in biblical times, a man would be betrothed, or what we would call engaged, and then he would go out for a year and build a house and work on and get his money, get his house, get all that ready, and then he would come back to get his wife and for the wedding day. Oh, we just been reading that this last month, celebrating Christmas. You read, and Joseph was betrothed to Mary. That's what that meant. Maybe what we would call an engagement. Okay, here's going to be my wife. All right, now, before I take you as my wife, I got a lot of things I've got to go and build and get ready and prepare before I can have a wife come in. I've read that all my life, but I never related it to Genesis chapter 1. So many places begin to come to my mind. 1 Samuel chapter 16, 23. Whenever a tormenting spirit would trouble Saul, David would play the harp, and then Saul would feel better, and the tormenting spirit would go away. Okay, now think about this. With the music and the harp, Saul created a place. I mean, Saul didn't wish for peace. Saul didn't pray for peace. Paul didn't go every Tuesday morning for counseling for peace. Paul didn't tweet and put on Facebook how he doesn't have any peace. Saul's focus was not on his lack of peace. Paul's focus was on get David in here, get that harp in here. And Saul's focus was on creating a place for peace. And when he created that place, the tormenting spirit just went away. And peace just flooded that room. We read Mark chapter 6. It says Jesus returned to his hometown. They scoffed at him. They questioned his authority. And verse 5 says he could do no miracles there. His hometown missed out on all the miracles that he could do because they didn't create a place for him to do miracles. Matthew chapter 9, y'all know the story. In verse 23, Jesus was called to the home of a leader. His daughter had died. He got there, boy, noisy crowd, funeral music, everybody carrying on. And verse 24, what'd Jesus do? He ran them all out. Y'all got to go. He didn't go in there and dive in on trying to produce a miracle. He didn't even address the dead girl. Y'all get out of here. Y'all got to go, 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 go. Get out of here. Verse 25. After the crowd had been put outside, Jesus went in, took the girl by the hand, and she stood up. He first created a place for that to happen, and then that's just what happened. When I saw Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, did not start with verse 26. Then God said, let's make man in our image. When I saw that's not where Genesis starts, this direction for our church went off inside me. It went off inside me when I saw here's God's desire, yet he doesn't mention it, he doesn't talk about it, he doesn't even contemplate it. He rolled up his sleeves and started creating a place for what he desired to grow and thrive and prosper and live in his life. Man, I'm excited about what's going to happen this year. I'm telling you, if you have picked this church to be a member of, you are in store for a great year. Christian Ministries Church members in 2020, we're going to start creating a place. Our focus is going to be on creating a place. Throughout the Bible, God always did, and then he still does. He uses natural, physical things to reveal spiritual truth. I just wish all of the debates that go on in Congress, you guys just step outside and just watch how nature works, and it can answer all that nonsense y'all are debating right there. Just in natural things, you can see God's spiritual truths. And with this 2020 vision, with this theme in my heart, with this, and it's just rolling all around inside me, the spiritual reality of the importance of creating a place, with all that going on inside me, I was sitting on my horse, riding through my cows, checking on them. And sitting there on that horse, I saw the 1, 2, 3s of our 2020 theme in a natural example unfold for me. Unfold for me. As I had a desire for some cows, I desired to make some money raising some calves and selling cows, and I had a desire for that. Now, before you sit there and roll your eyes, oh, Tim's using outdated examples. Nobody in here in the cattle business. Him talking about his cows and his horse. Well, let me just say to you, nobody in here is in the raising and the killing of lamb business. But we can talk about the killing of a lamb and putting his blood on the doorpost and eating the lamb in your family. We can talk about that natural example and get all kinds of spiritual truths that that reveals for us. Nobody in here is in the business of eating unclean meat out of a large sheet. Nobody in here does that. But with that physical, visible example of a large sheet full of unclean animals, with that physical example, Peter unfolds the most dynamic spiritual truth of all mankind for those of us who are not born Jews. For those of us who are Gentiles, that's the best physical example you ever read in your whole life. So I want to share a vision that I had one day. I realize you're not in the cattle business, and I realize you don't ride horses. But God showed me this vision very, very clear as it unfolded for me sitting there on that horse. A natural, physical example of the spiritual truth that we're going to be talking about this year. My desire is to make money raising some cattle. So I buy some cows and a bull. Now, this is a side note, has nothing to do with this, but I didn't buy two bulls to start a home and a family with. I won't get into that, but I couldn't pass that up. I bought cows and bulls. It's pretty simple. I don't care what you feel today, you won't be much of a family with two cows, okay? I just pass that on with you. But I get my cows and bulls. Y'all happen to be in a church that whatever the pastor thinks, he says, so. I didn't mean to say that, but let me get back. I saw myself at a sale barn, got my cattle all loaded, paid for, my cattle are loaded. We put them in a truck, and I've got a delivery driver going to deliver my cows to me. Cows loaded, gates shut, they're paid for. I walk up, he rolls down his window, and he asks me a question. Is it an odd question? I don't know, but you know what a guy asked me? Where do you want these to go? Where do you want me to deliver these cows? You've got desires in your heart that are loaded and paid for, and God... Stop thinking about that. We're going to talk about that in the coming weeks. I'm not there yet. This driver, he assumes and he fully expects that I wouldn't have wanted cattle, I wouldn't have prayed for cattle, I wouldn't have bought cattle with no pasture for them. This delivery guy has my desire loaded. My desire is paid for. I have got to have created a place for that desire to be delivered. Sitting there on my horse, this driver delivers the cows to me. I've created a place. My cattle are delivered. And I saw three things that we're going to talk about this year. First thing I saw is, as I looked around that pasture, you better have a good fence before you unload these cows. You better have a dang good fence. Because if there is any hole, anywhere, you've got 200 acres right here, and there is a hole a half a mile away, those suckers will find it. I mean, they it's like they got ESPN or something. I mean, they can find those holes, and boom, they're gone. You got to have a good fence. Second thing that I saw sitting there on that horse, is you got to have a place for nutrients. You got to have a place for food and water. With no nutrients, cattle in that hot sun with no water, they're not going to live 2 or 3 days. You ever thought about the water of the word? Oh, I can't wait for this year. Number three. Third thing I saw sitting on that horse is I've got catch pens to gather the cattle in. You don't just turn cows out in his field. You got to have some catch pens because they're going to have to be caught up and doctored. They're going to have to be handled. They're going to have to be separated from time to time. From time to time, I want to get all of my teenagers and put them over here. From time to time, I want to get all of the younger ones and I want to move them over here. From time to time, I want to separate the bulls and the cows and I want to get the bulls away and I don't want the cows to be with the bull. From time to time, I got to have a place where there's some things that can take place. And this is the sequence of events that I saw unfold in Genesis chapter 1. And what we've got to have happen in our lives, in church, that is what this year is going to be about for us. I just got to see spiritual truths in natural examples. I'm just a 1, 2, 3 kind of guy. I can't stay hooked up to the sermon. I can't stay hooked up to the conversation. If you've got a bunch of spiritual, religious jargon floating around out here, you got to put the, okay, number one, what do I go home and do? Number two, then what do I do? I can't handle all of that. What? I don't know. You've been talking for an hour and I don't know what you said. And there's not one thing I can do anything about or with what you just said. I'm out on this conversation. You're going to have to give me, number one, go home and do this. Number two, go home and do this. And that's what I've got to have in my mind. I can't have a 2020 vision that's floating around out here about creating a place. I'm going to have some 1, 2, 3s of how this plays out in my life. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants joy. We all want money. We all want home or a family or a business. We want a successful business. We want a good job. We all have desires. And we come to church and we're praying for those desires. As a pastor of this church, I live with the pressure of that. Because I think about it all the time. You come here to church and you've got desires in your heart. Do you leave with those desires? Or did you get your desires met when you came to church? That I live with that. I live with that because as a pastor of this church, I've got to be all about seeing people walk in the desires of their heart. If you're a member of this church and you desire a better home or a better marriage or you desire money, I'm going to see that that happened for you this coming year. You desire health, you desire peace, I want to see that that happened for you this coming year. And that just, that lays on me as a pastor. So I've got to have some 1, 2, 3s of this vision. I've got to see our 2020 vision in a practical, natural, step 1, step 2, step 3 example that I can go home and work on. Clearly in God's word, God has your desires loaded in a trailer and they're paid for. So what are we missing? What are we missing in our life? I have these desires, but they're not coming to fruition in my life. What am I missing? What am I missing here? First place is when the back door of that trailer opens and your desires are unloaded. Number one, you got to have a good fence. You got to have a place to contain it. If there is a hole in your fence, it will escape in a heartbeat. It will run out. And this year, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about holes in your life. We're going to talk about holes in your life. How is my desire escaping? I'm going to tell you, your mouth is a big hole. You desire peace, but peace comes and before it gets off the truck, your mouth, your tone of voice, your vocabulary, whoo, we didn't even know we had peace. It left our field so quick. You got a hole in your mouth. You got a hole in your thoughts. You can't have peace in your life with your thoughts like they are. your thoughts and what you're dwelling on 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 and how wrong you were done and what they said about you and how hurt you are and how bitter you are and how mad you are. You just let those thoughts and you dwelling on those thoughts and you dwelling on that thoughts. You can wish for peace and you can pray for peace, but it's going out the hole of your thoughts quicker than you can unload it. Your reaction to things is a hole in your life. Your reaction to things, that's a hole in your life. Your attitude's the biggest hole. You just walk with a bad attitude. You're never going to have any money. You're not ever going to have any friends. You're not ever going to have a life with your attitude. You've got a hole in your fence. And your attitude is letting out what you desire. You don't just turn peace out and it stay around. Now, I don't know why them cows are not happy here. My goodness, they got everything they want right here. But if there's a hole, they're going to get it and go somewhere else. What's the matter with y'all? Stay right here. Nope, gone. Out. I'm just telling you. We got to fix the holes in our life. We got to fix the holes in our life. You're not going to believe this, but I've been up here preaching. I've been up here preaching before. And the Hot Springs Village Police call, tell us our cows are out. I've been up here preaching before, and a bad thought went through my head. I've been up here preaching for, and I had to control a bad word about to come out of my mouth. What's the matter? I got holes in my life. I got holes in my life, and right here while you're reading your Bible, right here while you're in church. I mean, you're right here in church with your hands raised, and a thought comes right through your... Well, I'm going to tell you what, you've got to fix those holes in your fence to contain the desires of your heart. We're going to talk a whole lot about it. Number two, when you get your desire, what's it going to feed on? To grow, to thrive, to maintain an existence? There's got to be a supply of daily nutrients. I'm just going to tell you this. If you don't constantly feed peace, it's gone. If you don't constantly feed joy, it's gone in a heartbeat. I got to constantly feed joy because in my workaday world, it's gone before I can hardly drive anywhere. Somebody's done made me mad. I got to feed joy all the time. You got to feed money. You got to feed a marriage. If you're not feeding your marriage all the time, if you're not feeding the relationship with your coworkers every day when you go into work, if you just take them for granted, you don't feed them. How are y'all doing? How was your weekend? If you're not constantly feeding the relationship that you have with your coworkers, what you're praying for is going to escape. You have to have a desire. You got to have a desire, and it's got to be fed. Your desire has got to have food. You got to create a place. You got to create a place with a constant source of nutrients. The Word feeds us. The Word is water. The Word is a constant source of nutrients that your desire has got to feed on. Sitting on my horse, watching our vision unfold for me in a natural physical example, I look over my shoulder and I'm sitting there right in front of a bunch of catch pens. Before you unload cattle out in this field, you got to have a place to catch them. You don't just dump them out in this big field. You got to, before you put cows in any field, how are you going to catch them? How are you going to get them? How are you going to catch them up? Because cows have got to be doctored. They've got to have vaccinations. Let me tell you something about a cow. As it grazes day in and day out, a cow picks up worms. And those worms go in on the inside of that cow, and those worms on the inside begin to grow, and they grow, and worms on the inside will eat a cow from the inside out until it dies. As you and I are daily out here feeding, working, there are things that we pick up every day. I'm telling you, I can't wait for this year. There are things that we pick up every day. Now, you don't know they're in there. Nobody else knows that they're in there, but they're growing on the inside of you. They're growing on the inside of you, and if we don't deal with them, if we don't kill that thing, if we don't get rid of them, they're going to eat you from the inside out, and all of a sudden, boy, we're not looking too good. Wait, you're not smiling. Wait, the gleam's gone in your eye. Hold on, what's wrong with you? Upon further investigation, what's on the inside of you has eaten the life and you're gone. And we didn't even know it. We didn't even know it. Let me just tell you something. We're going to get into this. It's why regular church attendance is vital in our life. Whether you think you need to or not, it's vital. My wife told me sometime back, said, babe, we're just in a fad era. And we got to deal with this fad that we're in. And we're in a fad era that flits here and it flits there. And it's where we are, where it's happening. We want to be where it's happening. And if something new is happening in town, then whether we want to or not, we're going to be there because it's a new happening in town. That's just the era we live in. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to talk later about this. But here in Garland County, there are all kinds of great pastures. Great pastures. And the cows can go from this pasture to that pasture to this pasture to that pasture. And they can just flit all over Garland County. Every week, they're in a different pasture. Great ranches all over. But here's what happens. If you're not in the same pasture, under the same rancher, then you miss the routine maintenance program that you're under for being in that. See, the cow was in this pasture when this rancher wormed. The cow was in this pasture when this rancher gave shots for blackleg. The cow was in this pasture whenever we treated for lice. The cow was in this pasture. Are you getting this? All visiting all good ranches. They're all great ranches. I can't tell you over all the years that I've been in the ministry, the number of times that people, and Paul will tell you the same thing, people have come to my office and needing counseling because of the fear and the torment and the nightmares that they're living in. And last Sunday and the Sunday before that, I just did a two-part series on fear. And they weren't here. They weren't here, but they're here in my office distraught. I can't tell you the parents that have come and needing help with their children. Last month, we just did an all-day parenting. Oh, I didn't even know about it. You hadn't been in church regular enough to hear us announcing it 42 times. See, here's what I'm telling you. My cows can visit and roam in great pastures all over this county, and they're all good. And I don't have a negative thing to say about not one rancher in this county. They're all good. But unless you're in the same pasture, in the same care, week in and week out, you'll miss a regular maintenance program that God's got for you. 2020 is going to be a great year for us because we're going to experience some things. Some things are going to be manifest in our life that we've been wishing for a long time. It's going to happen because I'm seeing a sequence of events that's got to be in order. Genesis chapter 1 from the very beginning shows us how this is supposed to play out, and I have not seen it. I have missed this sequence of events. God desired man. That's what he wanted. But before he even thought about man, got man, before he even began to get ready for man, before that happened, a lot had to take place to create a place for mankind to thrive and to grow and to prosper. 2020, here's our vision. God did not create man in chapter 1:26 and put us in a formless and a void darkness. And too often, that's where your desire is right now. God's got the desires of my heart. God wants me to have the desires of my heart. Why don't I have the desires of my heart? It's because your desire is out here in a formless, dark, and void place. Because you have not spent verse 3 through verse 25 creating and preparing a place for what you desire to have happen in your life. God's got your desire today. It's loaded and it's on a trailer for you. He's got a question. Where would you like me to deliver that? Where would you like me to deliver that? This year, we're going to build a place. This year, we're going to build a place. Sitting on my horse, overlooking my cattle, God showing me about this year, here's what I saw clearly. I don't want, nor do I need grass. I don't want it, nor do I need it. Let me tell you something else I don't want. I don't want barbed wire. The only thing I hate worse than barbed wire is metal T-post. Some of you, have you ever driven a metal T-post with that driver like this? The only thing worse than driving one is driving the next 99 that you've got to get to with that T-post. I don't know why, but I've never, ever, not one time put up a fence across a pavement. I put them up where there's thorns and there's briars, and that's where the fence has got to go. I come in from building fence, and I've got scars all over the back of my hands right now. My wife looks at me and says, "Dear Lord, you've been in a knife fight." I'm bleeding all down my arms. My clothes are shredded. Let me tell you something. That barbed wire just reached out and ripped your clothes. I got on gloves. I've got on long sleeve, and it got in behind my glove and cut the top of my hand open. I don't like barbed wire. I don't like T-posts. I don't like thorns. I don't like brush. I hate all of that. It's not fun. Sitting right there on my horse, I saw a bunch of not fun things that I've got to do. Things I hate, things that cut me and make me bleed. But if I'm going to have cattle, then I'm going to have to do some things that right now may not be fun. It may not be what you want to go and do. I can just tell you, I don't want to come to church either. I don't know if you ever think about this when you're thinking, I mean, you're going to go to church today? I don't know, I'm tired, I'm going to go to... You can come here and sleep through the sermon. I don't have that luxury. I've worked all week and I don't want to come. I'd rather stay home and read the paper and drink coffee, and I'll go to church on TV. I don't want to come to church either. I got that. I don't want to eat right. I don't want to eat that. My love for honey buns is legendary. I certainly don't want to be nice right now because I'm mad. Thank you very much. I'm mad. I don't want to be nice right now. In life, to have the desires of your heart, you got to daily do things that are not fun. You don't enjoy it. It's not what you want to do. You just love scary movies. You love demonic video games. But you hate nightmares. You hate the torment that you're going through after dark. See, you got to do some things in life that are just not fun. I just got to be honest today. I don't ever want sugar-free cookies. I don't ever want those. And they're all in my cabinets. That's what I got. I never want a sugar-free Mountain Dew. Are you kidding me? But my desire is for health. And so I'm going to have to create a place that makes health possible to be delivered to me. We live in a fallen world. We live in a sin-filled world. And we want peace in the midst of a lot of chaos. We want money in the midst of thieves and cons. We want a fun life in the midst of hurt and pain and great loss. We want a great marriage in the midst of being married to an imperfect mate. We want great kids in the midst of a time when kids are twisting off. This year, our focus is not necessarily going to be on our desires, but our focus is going to be on creating a place that will contain, that will feed, and that we can doctor and care for the desires as God backs up his truck and unloads this year for you the desires of your heart. We're going to create a place for that to be possible. Y'all stand. Lord, this year we roll up our sleeves and we start in to all that you have for us. God, here we are, members of this church. God, we're going to lock arms and we're going to walk in to all that you have for us. God, if it's paid for and if it's on that truck, I want it at my place. I want it delivered at my place. God, we're going to be all about doing business that you have before us to do. God, we want all that you have for us in this coming year. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to the CMC Podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.